You are listening to the Mission Matters Podcast Network, where we amplify the stories of entrepreneurs, executives, and experts.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Lang from Discipline Trading Strategies, and this is podcast number 34, a simple title called Patience. I haven't been in years, but a long time ago, I used to go to the money shows. And if any of you have ever been there, you can probably relate to this experience. All the time, they'll have, you know, live presentations, somebody speaking, and oftentimes these will be in adjoining rooms. In one room, you typically have somebody that's talking about a really interesting topic, like psychology of some kind, maybe like what I'm talking about today, patience. And in the room next to that person, you have somebody selling some software thing that's guaranteed to make you money. You could probably guess which room has standing room only and which room you could fire a cannon off without hurting anybody. There's something about people that the false promise for hope is what they always want. And the software room is packed, even though there's no evidence proof that it'll work, but it sounds like something that'll work and is cheap. When you reach a certain level in trading, a lot of people hit that plateau. I call it the break-even blues, where you maybe have a good enough understanding of technical analysis that you could do the job, but you're having trouble and it may come down to your management or it may come down to psychology, or it may be that you're having trouble with your management because of psychology. So a lot of these topics really become the key topics. And it's without exception, whenever I talk to somebody who gives me the email and says, wow, just big breakthrough, I'm there, I've arrived, I'm making money, I know what I'm doing, I feel really good. It almost always comes down to them conquering one little thing. For a lot of times, it's the fact that they wrote a trading plan of some kind. But in that trading plan, typically when you write it, you uncover some kind of little demon you've been struggling with and you suddenly conquer it of some kind. So that's why these talks can be so important to you as a trader. Naturally, you have to learn what you're doing first. And I spent a prior podcast, I think, talking a little bit about the fact that I have people come to me all the time with what they call psychological problems. But the problem is they don't know what they're doing. Everything's a psychological problem if you are clueless. But once you truly know what you're doing, people can still have problems. And one of the big issues for people at that level is this one word called patience. So patience, FOMO, discipline, they're all closely related words to some degree. Let me give you my rundown of the definition. It doesn't really matter if you know the definition. What matters is that you conquer what you need to conquer. FOMO stands for the fear of missing out, in case you've been living in a tent in Oshkosh for the last 10 years. Patience, FOMO, very closely related. In essence, I would say that patience is really the ability to properly handle FOMO. Now, the key letter in FOMO is the F, fear. Because in trading, sometimes you have to make a decision to act quickly or you may miss out. Now, you can always choose to miss out. That's not always the right decision. But the decision has to be made at a rational level based on expectancy. And you can't simply jump on something because you're afraid you might miss it. If the odds are it's better to wait than to jump on it, then you should be waiting. That's the rational answer. But if you constantly jump on things because you have that fear of missing out, well, that is in essence to me the lack of patience, at least as we define it in trading. Now, I said a lot in that last comment. And a big part of the issue is deciding when you need to act and when you need to wait. Again, that goes back to your technical skill. There are times you need to act or you may miss it. But the vast majority of traders don't understand the difference. And even if they do, here's where the problem comes in psychologically, they tend to want to jump on things because they're afraid they're going to miss it, even though the right decision may be to let it go unless you get the right entry that you want. The psychological problem of patience comes in when you don't wait when you know you should be waiting. In my experience, patience is one of the biggest trader killers out there. For the setups that I think are the best overall and the most profitable, patience is always required. In some ways, the opposite of patience is to chase an entry. That's always the worst thing you can do in trading. Here's a line you've probably not heard before in these podcasts, but the entry is everything in trading. Everything. Long-term, short-term, it doesn't matter. If you disagree with me, you're simply wrong. It's absolutely everything. It permeates everything throughout the trade and throughout the trading process. It's not just a matter of the reward to risk. I'm not talking about what your entry and what your stop is. I'm talking about the general entry concept that you use for the strategy. Chasing something does more than just throw off your reward to risk a little bit. It obscures your entire trade. That's a little bit more than I want to go into in this podcast right now. Well, let's get back to the whole concept of patience. I also threw the word discipline in there. Discipline, in essence, is how well you handle the concepts of patience and FOMO, fear of missing out. So let's attack this again. First step is you have to have the requisite skill to understand when waiting is the right thing to do and when jumping on something is what you should do. For the most part, most of the time for me, waiting is almost always the right thing to do. The only time you have to make that technical decision to act without waiting is because you're convinced that there won't be another chance and the opportunity is worth the added risk of going after that entry aggressively. If you're far enough along in trading, this question that I ask myself may help you. I actually do this frequently to myself. When you have that question, you have a trade where it's not a fear of missing it, but there's a legitimate technical concept that says you should be getting in pretty quickly. Or it may be the case that waiting is better and you're just not sure. Here's the question I ask myself. If I jump on this now and it stops out, how mad will I be? Think about it. If I wait for a better entry and I never get it and it takes off without me and I miss the trade, how mad will I be? If you're newer, you're probably immediately answering, oh, it's always better to just wait because missed money is better than lost money. Well, I don't really agree with that saying all the time. I know it makes some sense because it does teach you to avoid FOMO, and that's a good thing. But when you're a professional trader, it's not okay to simply say, oh, just skip the trade, skip the trade, skip the trade, because missing the trade of the week, missing your best trade you had that week because you just weren't sure if you should get in or not, to me, is even worse than taking a trade that was maybe a little sketchy and stopping out. Naturally, it requires you to be at a level that you can make this interpretation. But that's something that helps me a lot, is simply say, hey, how mad will I be if I miss this thing? It kind of puts me in balance as to say, hey, you know, if I really am not that upset about missing it, well, let's wait for a better entry. And we talk about better entries and chasing entries and having patience. We're often talking about that difference between taking some kind of a breakout trade and some kind of a pullback trade. Now, when I'm in larger groups and ask people this question, which I do sometimes, I'll say, hey, if you had to just pick one or the other, how many of you prefer to have a breakout type of trade and how many of you prefer some kind of pullback trade? Inevitably, I get a 50-50 answer. Now, I'm not going to tell you which is better or worse because there is no better or worse. I think it all comes back to the quality of either one. But I will say that overall, just strictly from a mathematical, logical point of view, pullback trades are better because the math is better, because the odds are better if you know what you're doing. However, that's not to say I don't do some breakout type of trades. Now, if you're very new and you're wondering what these words even mean, well, if you could picture a price chart of something, there are times you get some kind of a consolidation, let's say. And one style of trading would be that if it's appropriate, you would go long over the top of that consolidation. In other words, when you clear a whole bunch of prior highs, a whole bunch of prior trades. Another style would be to take that consolidation and try to buy the bottom of that consolidation so that when you get to the top, you're already making some money. If you're new, at a glance, it may sound like the first one's better because, hey, you're breaking above everything. But when you really understand charts, it's not really the better way. I'm not knocking breakouts. I do them. I'm just saying that most novice traders will be focused more on the breakout because they see some simplicity in it. A lot of traders also have gotten burned in the past, and they feel that they got burned because they took something that had what they consider to be resistance around it. Now, it's not really the case. Pullback trades really have no more resistance around them than breakout type of trades do. I know some of you are not going to agree with that, but that's the truth. It depends on the chart. But it's not a matter of, oh, I got burned because they did pullbacks. It's a matter that they got burned because they didn't know what they were doing. So breakouts can be good. Pullbacks can be good. It's a matter of understanding the whole price chart, the price cycle, the stages things go through, and when things are really set up properly to do one or the other. So there's a quick rundown of the technical levels that you need. Now the question goes back to, hey, if you have one of these patterns, and it could be either across the top or wait for the bottom, I'm just saying that the majority of time, hard to speak in generalities here, but the majority of the time, you'll be better off waiting for that bottom if you can wait for it. The trade-off is maybe it takes off across the top and you never see it again. There's a lot of things that come into play here, including the overall risk to reward, the type of entry, advanced management concepts that I use that make the pullback thing infinitely better in most cases. But reading the chart properly is really matters in the first spot. Now, back to the concept of patience. Well, once you have the skill and you know what you're doing, where a lot of traders still goof up is they say, hey, I'm going to wait for that area. I'm going to wait for it to drop to this before I go long. I'm going to wait for it to rally to here before I short it. and they do it way before that. And then when the stock does drop to where they originally wanted, now they're underwater a whole bunch and they have to make a decision whether or not they're going to take a loss, whether or not they're going to take a big loss. And of course, they're frustrated because now it kind of ended up where they wanted to, but their lack of patience made them jump in ahead of time. New to trading, wondering if this is a big deal? It's a very big deal. It'll eventually make you or break you. How do you conquer this? How do you get great patience? Well, if you listen to my other podcast, you could probably fill in the rest of this on your own. It starts with having that great technical understanding. You can't have patience when you don't know what the odds actually are of something moving now or moving later or pulling back for the proper entry. It only makes sense, but it is true. Level two, you get that great technical understanding, and yet you're still having trouble with patience because you just can't stand the thought of not being in something. That's the FOMO part. Well, that's lack of discipline. Here's the next thing that you do. It's called tracking. You track all the trades that you take, and now you start a new category to do an analysis to say, hey, here's all the trades that I did on some kind of a breakout or where I didn't have the patience. How many of them worked? How many didn't? Go back and review the charts. What if I would have waited for the entry I was supposed to take? How would they have turned out? When you start seeing that you maybe would have taken a losing week and made it a winning week by having patience, that's how you start building the ability to do that. That's how you get discipline, by understanding that these wrong actions are really hurting my net results. That's how you get discipline. You can't just pop it out of the bottle. You can't just look at the mirror and say, have discipline. You can't just do the stupid thing people say, follow your trading plan. Well, fine. What does your trading plan say? And how do you follow it if you're not following it? So this is step two, is to get the stats together to prove to you, to prove to that idiot inside of you, which is what I call the person who has FOMO or lack of discipline. We all have our inner idiot. You have to prove to that idiot that it is really costing a lot of money. You've gone through all this trouble to learn charts, to learn technical analysis, to be a trader, greatest job in the world, but now you're ruining it because that inner idiot doesn't understand that these entries are costing you a lot of money. So you have to prove it to yourself by doing this follow-up. I get some, but I'd love to hear more feedback on these podcasts. My email is paul@disciplinetradingstrategies.com. I'm sure you can find it on whatever platform you're listening to this on. If you are newer, you may not appreciate some of these topics. If you've been around a while, you may be listening and thinking these are really golden topics, because it does make the difference between being successful and not being successful. Until the next podcast, this is Paul for Discipline Trading Strategies. Good trading, everybody.
This has been a Mission Matters Network production. Listen to this show and browse our entire catalog by visiting missionmatters.com.